Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Station 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more online by going to PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And we're very pleased to have with us today Kirk Ike, who is the executive director of the Upper Palmetto YMCA, a job he's had for just exactly 11 months. So we thought we would dive in before he got to his one-year anniversary and figure out what the heck's been going on. How are you, Kirk?
Morning.
So, first of all, since it's been a year almost since you've been on the show, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about Kirk Ike.
Sure. Been in the YMCA roughly 32 years. It's all I've ever done. It's all I've ever known. And, you know, worked my way up through, believe it or not, I was custodian at the Y. It's my first Y job, so
there you go.
You know, when you talk about success stories and hard work, you know, usually if you stick with something long enough and you do a good job with the jobs that you've had, typically, you know, that'll have some rewards for you. So, you know, I kid that I bleed red and black, and that's not Georgia colors; that's the old Y colors. And so, I not only work for the Y; I'm a user, I'm a participant. My family. You know, we're embedded in the Y, and it's not just a job for me. It's really kind of part of my DNA. And, you know, when I think of nonprofits across the country, I think the Y is the best nonprofit in the country because we serve, you know, infant to seniors. We serve all kinds of demographics, tall, skinny, you know, Republicans, Democrat, I mean, we serve everybody. The Y is a true melting pot. I don't know anywhere else where you can come into a place and really get along with each other.
I've said time and time again in the morning with the morning crew that I hang out with, you know, if we could take the world's problems and just bring them into this morning group of the Y, we'd have them all solved because everybody just gets along. I mean, we got black, white, young, old, fat, skinny, ugly, good looking. I mean, you name it. We've got it in there, and everybody just gets along. They leave their baggage out there in the parking lot. They come into the Y, do whatever their fitness routine is, and just hack around with each other.
Nope, and I always say I have a biological son, and then my daughter's adopted. And, you know, when you adopt a child, you really kind of understand, you know, a little bit more about life. And, you know, through that adoption, I've come to realize that we're all related, that somewhere along the line, we all come from the same source. And truly, we are, you know, you might not want to admit this, Manning, but you and I are brothers.
from another mother.
We are. So we're all related. And how can we get along? And I'm pro-recreation. I'm pro fitness and pro-wellness and pro-program. So, you know, I love the Y. And I will tell you, you know, I've been at this Y almost a year. And I love the Upper Palmetto YMCA.
You know, I have said a number of times that in this community, in your county, and I would never was a member of the Y until I came to your county, and I've been a member of the Y for probably 30 years now. But the way I see this Y, it is as important a piece of the infrastructure of this community as any of our highways, any of our business parks, any of whatever, because it is where a lot of people, and in this case, before the pandemic, I don't know what it was, 13, 15,000 members, something like that. People from all parts of the county do their thing.
It is. And, you know, we talk about quality of life. And you know, I look at the area that I've recently moved to. You know, I often rate communities on a bell curve. You know, every community is somewhere on that bell curve. Well, I can tell you, York County, you know, Lancaster and Chester, we are on the upward side of that curve. And, you know, I want the Y to be able to go along with that. And you know, we talk about quality and what we're doing, how we're doing it. You know, it's something that keeps me motivated. You know, I tell people all the time I'm highly motivated because I love the why.
Good.
And I want to do a good job, and I want members to be proud to be involved.
You know, when you said good job, I heard Councilman John Black immediately turn over here. We were not talking about you, John. We were talking about the why. Talking about the YMCA. I'm just teasing you. Just teasing. All right. So, see, all right, see, there we go. Perfect.
Substation.
All right. So, when you came in, it's interesting that you came in right when the pandemic was becoming a reality for everybody.
Yep.
When we did our first program, you were very upfront about the impact that it was having on the Y. At the time, you had closed. I mean, you had closed all the operations.
Yeah.
But you've been reopened for a number of months. You've got all kinds of cleaning stuff going on all the time. I see it every morning. People scrubbing down stuff. We're all wearing the mask.
Yep.
And for anybody who thinks that it's not safe, you just don't know what you're talking about because it works.
It does, and I call it the new norm. You know, think back March or April last year to now. We've come a long way. We've learned a lot. And, you know, I'll preach a little bit here about, you know, fitness, but, you know, there's no doubt COVID has taken, you know, folks who were at risk, and not only nursing homes, but people with pre-diabetes, with diabetes, with hypertension, heart disease. And so one of the things that really God has given us the ability to do is affect our health. And what better way to do that than through the why? The other thing too, and it's something that I preach all the time, is just do something. You don't have to have the perfect hour workout every day, but what if you could get 15 or 20 minutes a day? You know, just do something. Something's better than nothing. And, you know, my position is that if you are going to get COVID or you're going to be exposed to COVID, you want to have the best immunity possible. And, you know, the reality is COVID has kind of showed that we're really an unhealthy country, and that we have a long way to go with preventive maintenance, you know, preventive medicine. You know, we put a lot of dollars into, you know, one or two or three comorbidities, and we don't put a lot of emphasis on prevention. And so I think that's the thing that COVID has maybe exposed, is that we have a lot of work to do when it comes to health and wellness.
All right, let's get where is the Y right now as far as your membership, because we had talked about that before.
Sure. So we're doing a little better. We opened a brand new Y in Indianland roughly 3 months ago. And for the listeners out there who haven't had a chance to go by that facility, it's a great facility, one of the best in the country. And that membership has done really well. And overall, we're doing as well as could be expected. We did close 4 facilities back December 31st. And, you know, I can honestly say that those facilities we probably would have closed, you know, irrespective of COVID. You know, not unlike other businesses, you know, we had to shrink a little bit to get stronger. And so, you know, we're pretty healthy right now. Our balance sheet is pretty good. One thing that I'm really proud to say is that throughout the past year, we've kept all of our full-time staff employed. You know, we've kind of, I often say there's low-hanging fruit, mid-hanging fruit, high-hanging fruit. We've put our staff as high-hanging fruit. With the exception of the 4 facilities that we closed and those part-time staff, but all of our full-time staff, we've kept employed. You know, it's not just a employer-employee relationship. You know, our full-time staff, they're part of us. They're part of our, you know, it's a family. And so I don't know a lot of YMCAs in the country that have been able to say they've kept all their staff employed. And so we're looking forward to the future. We're doing a lot of repair and renovations, what I call R&R. We're doing that at all of our facilities, at York, at Baxter Close, at downtown Charlotte. We're purchasing equipment. We're adding new equipment. So, you know, at a time that most YMCAs are kind of contracting and really being reactionary, we're stepping out and saying, look, we care about our members and care about quality. And we're going to invest in our Ys at a time, really, I think it's the best time to invest.
So with that being said, I know that, again, before you arrived, with all this growth we were having here in York County, there was a tremendous proliferation of fitness facilities in this mm-hmm. community, just a bunch of them. Yep. Some of those have fallen by the wayside yep. as a result of the pandemic. The Y has obviously suffered some membership declines. You've been doing some marketing, get people back in. Sure. Are you starting to see that people are returning or starting to come?
We are. So I would say our kind of low point was November. And so each month since then, our membership has been steadily increasing. Obviously, having the Indian Land Y and having the fitness equipment out there and the that facility has helped us a lot. But, I think not just for you and me, as far as how we look, towards the pandemic, but most people are realizing that, we're probably going to be okay, that staying home is not the answer, and that, what's the quality of life? Just like restaurants, we're at the substation too right now. It's busy. And so, the good news is we have a vaccine that most people are going to be able to have a chance to get within the next couple months.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the future. What a strange year. Sitting Christmas, year and a half ago, who would have known that the world would turn upside down the way it did?
So let's talk about some of the renovation plans. I mean,
sure.
You take me by the branches. I don't know which branch you're doing stuff with.
Sure. So Charlotte Avenue, we're doing some renovations to the fitness center right now. We actually just submitted for a building permit. So we're going to double the space at the Charlotte Avenue Y. When I talk about repair and replacement, it's really kind of, for me, it's simple stuff, but it's just, having a proper drinking fountain, having a bottle filler station, having some good fitness equipment. We're going to put some money into really good biomechanical fitness equipment that is state-of-the-art. And that's the other thing, too, is, when I work out, I want to have, kind of the Peloton experience. And I know our members do, too. So we're doing the renovations there. After we do that renovation, we're going to go into the locker rooms. And then we're going to look at kind of the master plan for Charlotte Avenue. What does that look like? So, spending some time there at the Baxter Close Y, it's a facility that needs a little TLC, and we're excited to be able to do some what I call low-hanging fruit stuff like painting. We're painting the gym right now, and we're going to resurface the floor in about 3 weeks, and little things like that, when members can see that, hey, the staff does care. They are going to put some money in the facilities. It's a lot of fun for me.
Everybody loves spending money.
It's a lot of fun for our staff, too. And I always say it's a lot easier saying yes than no. And so, the York Y, we closed the Carolina Crossing YMCA. We're in the process of selling that facility. We're going to take those dollars and put it into the downtown York Y. That Y needs a lot of TLC. It needs a proper entrance, a proper handicap entrance. It needs a new roof. It needs some interior renovation. So to be able to go into that Y and show that, the people who live there that we do care and that we're serious about having a it might not be an Indian Land type facility, but let's give them a solid B. And that's, I think when you can do that, it brings a lot more people to the table. And with York, I'm looking to try to do some partnerships with some ball fields there. We have, a number of acreage there that is pretty level. Could we partner with the city on doing some athletic fields? Really easy for us to do. And so we're excited about that. We're doing some renovations at Camp Cherokee right now. For the listeners, the Y's operated Camp Cherokee up in Kings Mountain State Park since 1945. It's one of the original CCC, Civilian Conservation Corps, state parks. And so we're building a new lodge up there. It's going to be a pretty significant structure, about 6,000 square feet, air-conditioned. We're going to do a wall of honor to the former directors in there and really do it upright. We'll have an infirmary underneath. So we're looking to do some expansions up there. You know, I'm proud to say that we got through 8 of 9 weeks last year with resident camp, and we're looking to continue that this year. You know, obviously we've learned a lot as far as COVID protocol, but we're looking to have a more normal summer. And we do have some spots left for Camp Cherokee. Normally it fills up within like the day.
Right.
But we do have some spots open right now. So I'm excited for me. My daughter's 11. She went last year for 2 weeks. She's going to go again this year for 2 weeks. She's already talking about, you know, what's she going to do.
Yeah.
You know, she's already talking about it. So, you know, so we're excited about that. The Gregory Y down in Lancaster, you know, we just added Child Watch to that facility, did some facility renovations. The university is going to do some renovations to the HVAC system. So that's a great partnership. We got a great aquatic director down there that is one of the best anywhere in the Y. And so,
talk to me about the aquatic. You say aquatics. How about
sure.
the natatorium out here?
So natatorium, we had some challenges with that facility. That facility is a partnership between us and Rock Hill School District. And so we're looking to strengthen that partnership. We have a long-term lease with that facility. That facility needs a little TLC. There's no doubt about it. And so we're working with the school board right now to see how we can best strengthen that partnership. You know, because aquatics, if you said, Kirk, what's our number one program? It's aquatics. It's swim lessons, swim teams.
Oh, yeah.
We just came back from state, had a number of swimmers that swam, you know, best in class, state champs. You know, so we have roughly about 800 kids involved with aquatics at a competitive level.
Right.
And a number of the kids swam their best times. We had some state champs.
So you're talking with the school board about?
We are. We're in discussions with them right now to see how we can strengthen that partnership. Because, you know, one of the things I'll say is aquatics is in our wheelhouse. We're really good at it, and you know we want to continue to be able to operate that facility.
Now I can remember long, long time ago, you got a bunch of land out there that they thought originally might be for ball fields and what have you.
Yep.
Is that going to happen, ball fields, or is that just going to, I mean?
So we're actually looking to try to sell that property right now. We have a number of contractors that are interested in that property. It is going to require us to go to the city and look at some zoning changes.
Right.
But, you know, one of the pieces that, you know, for me as a new resident is affordable housing. You know, could we get a developer to set aside, say, 20% of, you know, that development, what for what I call workforce housing. So, you know, we're interviewing developers right now to be able to, it's kind of an odd situation. We're actually interviewing developers to sell them the property. So, it's, you know, York County, Rock Hill is obviously, you know, I read something the other day that said Rock Hill had the highest percentage of single year growth in land values and home values of anywhere in the country over this past year. And you and I know that's probably true. You know, it is. So we're looking to sell some assets to reinvest in our facilities. And really, you know, what do we want to be known for is quality, you know, from our facilities to our staff to our programs. And, you know, that's always you know, you're never going to be perfect, but you know, we want to strive for that.
And with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. There's a magical formula. Few people should know it by now, but we're going to, you know, remind people. So here's how we go. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice,
slice, slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited-time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Your healthcare can't wait. Piedmont Medical Center has a full-service ER ready to accommodate any healthcare need. This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Piedmont Medical Center. From trauma care to imaging and lab services, we offer high-quality care with board-certified physicians. Don't delay in an emergency. Count on us to be here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Learn more about Piedmont Medical Center's emergency room and check in online at mypmc.com/ercheckin.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Comporium's Cloud Voice Services delivers carrier class cloud PBX and hosted business phone services with all the features expected from a traditional phone system, plus unified communications, instant messaging, mobile apps, video conferencing, and more. Business Cloud Voice takes away all the guesswork by offering a cost-effective pay-as-you-grow service. It doesn't skimp on quality or features. It won't hurt the bottom line, and it will continue to deliver innovative services year after year. Learn more online at business.comporium.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Kirk Hike is with us today. He is the Upper Palmetto YMCA CEO. And I remember when you were last on the program, when it was all breaking out, the pandemic and what have you.
Yeah.
You made an interesting statement that it was going to take a period of time, 12, 18 months, 24 months, whatever,
yep,
to get the house in order and get things back to normal. Does that seem to be tracking the way it's unfolding now?
It will for us. Fortunately, we're in pretty good shape balance-wise. Our balance sheet's pretty good. And we run lean and mean. I had mentioned earlier about staff. We've kept all of our full-time staff employed.
Right.
One of the reasons, because they all wear two or three hats. And so we're lean and mean on a professional level, and all of our staff have to work really, really hard and long hours. But that's okay. That's
most
what
people
you have to do.
Most people have to do
that's
that.
What you have to do.
Right.
And so, I think with the decisions our corporate board has made to reinvest in our facilities, and made the tough decisions to close some facilities. Closing some facilities is brutally difficult. And not everybody's obviously going to be on board with those decisions. And so, I'm proud of our board and proud of our staff that, we're really trying to make common sense decisions for the long-term future of our Y. And, we want the Y to be around, for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
So there was a lot of growth under the previous CEO. I mean,
yep,
a lot of growth.
Yep.
Right now.
Unprecedented.
It really was.
One Y to 16 Ys
it was just amazing.
In a 20-year period.
Yeah.
So
right now, I guess it's a question of stabilizing everything because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And you're not looking at this point, correct me if I'm wrong, to add any more branches of the Y?
Probably not. I think the size that we're at right now, we're at 11 facilities with one resident camp. I will say there's an opportunity for us to partner with some other developers and some other school systems. There is something, you know, coming down the road related to that. But, right now we're focused on the 11 facilities we have.
I think we know what this guy wants to order, right? We can write it down here.
Substation we'll 2, it's a popular place.
It's a popular place.
They have the best subs around, I'm telling you.
All right. So, as far as the... In all the years I've been doing this, I've... All
right. It's hey, live. It's live broadcast. This was great. But, to answer your question, Manny, we're at the size that we're probably going to be at for the foreseeable future. But I will tell you, this area is growing, and, I tell my staff all the time, do you want to run a Y in Ankeny, Ohio, or Rock Hill, Fort Mill, South Carolina? So we're blessed to be in the area that we live and work, and, growth and development is going to come to this area, which obviously is beneficial for everybody who lives here.
You know, one of the other Y branches, and I think you have already sold this building, was the was the one that was right at the entrance to Tika K.
Yeah, so the Gold Hill Y.
Gold Hill Y.
Yeah.
That's no longer there.
Correct.
All right.
And, and for the members that use that facility, obviously that was a real disappointment for them. But the thing that we really had to take a look at is are we duplicating some of our services in close proximity to each other? And so
right.
Gold Hill was roughly about 3 miles away from the Baxter Close Y. So we're in the process of selling that facility. We're going to take those dollars and reinvest them back into the Baxter Close Y, which is great for those members in that facility. And for the most part, most of our members from Gold Hill transitioned right. over, to Baxter Close. So...
This is okay. Whoa! Tell you what, Kurt. This is good day to be here, right? Good day. So, what do you see as your biggest challenge right now, as far as being the CEO of the Y?
Sure. Honestly, it's just continuing to, take care of our staff,
right.
Take care of our facilities, listen to our members.
We're just going to go ahead and we're just going to close the show out early. Tell you thank you for all that you're doing. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Whew. But we'll just go ahead and close it out early and say thank you very much for being Kurt and all the work you're doing here. And that's going to end up finish up our Straight Talk program for this marvelous Monday here today. A program series brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center, we thank you for being with us as well. A community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, and to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Remember, Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We all love it here at Substation 2 because this is the greatest sandwich shop in America. Oh, it is. And how do we all do it?
Slice, slice, slice.
Barton, Barton, Barton. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.